News, I'm Joe Palca. While the country who ruled for 30 years plans its future, former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir is fending off charges of illegally possessing foreign currency and receiving gifts in an illegal manner. 4 months after he was ousted by the military, Bashir began a series of courtroom proceedings. According to a detective who addressed the court, Bashir told investigators he had received millions of dollars in cash from Saudi Arabia. But many Khartoum residents said that they were disenchanted with the trial, saying it was too little, too late. President Trump said Sunday the economy is doing very well and dismissed concerns of recession.
Honestly, I'm prepared for everything. I don't think we're having a recession. We're doing tremendously well. Our consumers are rich. I gave a tremendous tax cut, and they're loaded up with money.
He offered an optimistic outlook after last week's steep drop in the financial markets. Now, the U.S. Department of Commerce announced on Monday that it will extend a temporary license loosening restrictions on business deals with Chinese tech giant Huawei for another 90 days. This extension in itself, the expert said, is not so much a favor that the U.S. is giving to the Chinese tech giant, but rather means for a helping hand for American companies. Liu Baocheng, the dean of the Center for International Business Ethics from the University of International Business and Economics, spoke with China Global Television on Monday on this latest move from the U.S. government.
And when Donald Trump blames China on the trade imbalance created, now he's really refraining those companies to sell to China. So that's a realistic loss on those suppliers. And plus, that can really, you know, exacerbate the trade imbalance. Mm. So that also shows that he is really, using this trade war as a rhetoric rather than really there to serve objective to narrow the trade imbalance.
This is VOA News. An Iranian oil tanker seized in Gibraltar for violating European Union sanctions sailed toward Greece on Monday after repeated U.S. requests to detain the ship were rejected. Marine traffic monitoring data indicated Monday the tanker, its name having been changed, was making its way to the Kalamata port in Greece on track to arrive next Sunday, though officials have not publicly confirmed its destination. Iran warned the U.S. that any action to seize the ship, filled with 2.1 million barrels of light crude oil worth $130 million, would result in heavy consequences. The U.S. military has just tested a ground-based cruise missile with a range that would have been banned a mere 3 weeks ago. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has the details.
The Pentagon says the missile was launched from an island off California's coast and hit its target after more than 500 kilometers of flight. That distance is important. The United States previously could not pursue ground-based missiles with a range between 500 and 5,500 kilometers. They were locked in the INF, the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, a decades-old arms control pact with Russia. VOA previously reported that Washington withdrew from that pact on August 2nd, citing years of Russian violations. The Pentagon stressed that this cruise missile was not configured to carry a nuclear weapon, but rather a conventional payload. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
New figures from the Census Bureau show that immigrants who were naturalized had a higher rate of full-time employment than people born in the U.S., and that citizenship can help migrants close the income gap. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Naturalized immigrants had a full-time employment rate of 83% last year. That compares to 81% for non-citizens and a lower 77% for native citizens. Although for some migrants, work is a requirement for their visas. Median income for naturalized immigrants was just over $50,000, slightly lower than $51,000 for the native-born, but well beyond $36,000 for non-citizens. The 2018 Current Population Survey also finds those who became citizens had a higher rate of advanced education degrees than even U.S.-born residents. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The New York Police Department has fired a white police officer who used a fatal chokehold during the 2014 arrest of a black man in a case that fueled nationwide protests. New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill told reporters Monday that police officer Daniel Pantaleo has been dismissed from the force. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News. Voice of OA.